Good afternoon on this Sunday, May 1st. Welcome to Mars Bar. It is something that I just want to thank you again for joining me here. And I am Marcy Latimer, your host for Mars Bar. So again, I usually play an intro and I am forgetting that. So I'm sorry. Live shows, what can I say? I'm still not used to it. I apologize. I usually do that and I didn't have it ready. Want to say thank you though for joining me here again and always joining us on eternalaffairsmedia.com. You can consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows always. And God bless you naturally. And also, I always start with a prayer. And right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about National Day of Prayer, which is coming up Thursday, May 5th. And the National Day of Prayer is an annual day of observance held on the first Thursday of May, designated by the United States Congress when people are asked to turn to God in prayer and meditation. So this is definitely a year that we need more prayer than ever before to make sure that our United States, our nation, turns to God. Absolutely, 100%. And God, we turn to you, oh Lord, that our nation will turn back to you and just you shine the light and you keep us in place and in check so we will see things rightfully turning to the goodness of you, oh Lord. Thank you. Amen. So yeah, remember that. And if anybody is in need of prayer, that is the day to do it. And any day is the day to do it, but that especially National Day of Prayer on Thursday. And I just want to give you a prayer line. If you are interested, if you need prayer or you know somebody that needs it in their life, this is a good number to store in your phone. The number is 877-281-6297. That is the KCM prayer line. So I just want to let you know that they have established prayer warriors online standing by at any time. It's no cost to you to call that number. And it's just a good number to always have ready, available if you need prayer. And we lift you up in prayer, oh Lord. Also, wonderful things happening for Eternal Affairs Media. If you heard me last week, I did announce that we are now getting wonderful sponsorship for and support for Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is, of course. He's been courageous in our fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. And our exciting news, of course, is that we've partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, you'll receive up to 66% off their wonderful products. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL, and that's all capitals, ETERNAL, today. You can also call the number 1-800-795-5993. So again, just a wonderful sponsorship. We're so excited. I have a lot of Mike Lindell's MyPillows. I have my whole household has the MyPillows, the Giza Dream Sheets. We have the towels. They're wonderful. And I recently purchased some slippers for my husband for his birthday last month. And it's just great products. And we just look forward to more. And we just love supporting Mike Lindell and the wonderful products that are made here in the USA. And of course, you could always go to MyPillow.com/eternal to get the store front and information on that as well, on how to buy the products. So again, support Mike and his efforts just to establish that the election integrity is needed in the United States. And we just love his patriotism and his support for President Trump and, of course, all things USA. So thank you, Mike. We love you. Also, just some things that are happening right now, you know, speaking of prayer, on April 21st, at the Tulsa, Oklahoma Maybe Center, they had the wonderful crusade and Mario Murillo headed that, and it was on Flashpoint, which is my favorite show. I love Flashpoint. So great. Lance Wallnau, Gene Bailey, Mario Murillo, Hank Kudeman. I mean, just amazing, amazing pastors on that show, and they bring light and the truth. They talk about politics. They talk about religion. They talk about everything in between, what's happening in society, kind of like what I talk about. And they have a full hour every Tuesday and Thursday. And they were there at the Maybe Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, bringing about all things godly. And just amazing, amazing patrons came out, patriots and churchgoers and people that needed God in their life. And some had never turned to the Lord. They were new to it and they gave themselves to God. So it's just a wonderful thing. But Mario has been really crusading across America, and he had one ready for New York City, and he unfortunately had to cancel it. That was on last week, last Sunday. He canceled it because he said that he said positive things about President Trump, and there were anti-Trumpers and they were pushing back. And they also had only 300 volunteers, whereas they usually have about 1,400 volunteers for any of his crusades, his events. And so he said God spoke to him and just said to move on and go and just leave. And it wasn't worth, usually he fights. Usually he says he never leaves. He would never leave. But he literally heard God's voice say to him, you have to just go and you have to just move on. And it's okay. And there were a lot of people, of course, that were there wanting to be saved or to just share the gospel with others and really celebrate his holiness. But unfortunately, because of these anti-Trumpers and the way that they were pushing back on Mario, he just decided no, with God's willing voice, you know, telling him what to do. He said, no, not going to do it. So it was very interesting though, because he's only canceled maybe, that was probably the second one he's only canceled in his entire line of crusades. So he says, no, he is very strong hearing that word from God that he needed to just move on. So it's just unfortunate for New York. But these people who are anti-Trumpers, it just doesn't make sense, really. If they are for God, why are they anti-Trumpers? We don't know. They obviously are not for God, because President Trump was the one president who gave credit to God, and he was for the sanctity of life, and he was for putting God in all things United States and just, you know, one nation under God. I mean, he was for that. So I don't understand these people who are anti-Trumpers and say they are godly. It doesn't make sense. They're not true Christians if they are. They need to really think about that. And the ones who push back on that, they're just going to need to really rethink what is right and who they're going to be following. But I mean, we're going to put trust in God first, of course, but I'm still absolutely for President Trump. And by the way, his new Nebraska Save America rally is set to happen today, 5 p.m. Central Time. So just letting you know, if you watch, I think, and in fact, we're now showing it, eternalaffairsmedia.org. We're showing the Trump rallies. And also, of course, Newsmax has it, OAN has it, Right Side Broadcasting. And I always like to post them on my different pages on Facebook. So certainly, if you're on that Daily Dose of Trump, for instance, that's one of my pages. I always like to post his Save America rallies. So if you want to see that, of course. And you can find it on Rumble, naturally, and some other platforms, and Truth Social, naturally, will, I'm sure, have that. But that's set for Nebraska today, May 1st. Oh my gosh. So what else has happened this past week? Some crazy things. I mean, the whole Fauci flip-flopping again and being wishy-washy on the pandemic. He said, there's a soundbite, it actually is Fauci, shockingly enough, and he said, the pandemic is pretty much in the end stages. He actually said it's over. What? Well, not quite over, but it's in the end stages. And then just to be more questionable is Jen Psaki, little red lying hood, as I call her, who said, no, we're not. The pandemic is still very much intact, happening. So, I mean, we just never know what these people are about. They're so flip-floppy and wishy-washy. They don't know what they're talking about. This whole more than 2 years now of this pandemic. And, you know, just when you think, ooh, we could get back to normal. No. And then the other thing that's crazy is people like Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Maxine Waters, they all came down with COVID this past week and apparently are quadruple vaxxed. So, you know, again, these are those people who are pushing the vaccine mandates. They're pushing the mask mandates. They even are bragging that, ooh, I have so many vaccine. I'm double boost plus I'm double boosted. They have their vaccines plus the boost. So they're like quadruple vaxxed, literally. They have two COVID vaccines plus two boosters, and yet they have COVID. And then Jen Psaki herself has had it not once, but twice. So what is going on here? What is going on? You know, and then the people who aren't vaxxed, of course, hey, congratulations to you if you survived the winter of death. Because remember how the Biden administration said you were going to die in the winter of death? So, you know, just the scare tactics. They just keep it up. They just keep having the scare tactics. And I think that's one of the reasons why these people are getting COVID again, you know, and then they're bragging, oh, but I'm quadruple vax, so it's going to be lesser symptoms, or I'm asymptomatic or something, yet they have it. So what are they doing? What are we supposed to believe? I don't even know. It's so confusing. The whole thing is crazy. It's so topsy-turvy, upside down, you know, just, you know what I say, just keep the faith. Faith over fear, live in faith over fear. And I do believe that the reason why they keep bringing it up and they want to keep this pandemic up and they want, you know, I'm not saying it's a lie because it really has happened, but the fact of the matter is the chance of getting it or dying from it was so slim. So what was the purpose of all the scare tactics? Well, because I believe they have to keep it up because they want the Democrats, they want the mail-in ballots. They want to continue pushing that idea because they can cheat again. And that's what they do. They cheat to win. So, you know, they have to keep up the whole propaganda of it. Anyway, so I will say this, Dr. Peter McCullough, he's great. He was on Flashpoint this past week. He says, just drop getting vaccines and boosters altogether, even if you have them, even if you've gotten them already. And you were thinking about it, just drop it. Just stop right now and just stop. Because look, it's not working. Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Maxine Waters, and Psaki and all these others, they're proving that these boosters and these vaccines are not working because they're still getting COVID. So there you have it. So just stop already. Just let it go and give it up to God. All right. And then, of course, the leftists, they call everything they disagree with disinformation. As you know, and that's the funny part, they are going to put down, you know, another, the DOJ on people that are blasting disinformation. But the funny thing is, it's really about, it's free speech. And the hypocrisy is, it's really them that are putting out all the disinformation. That's the funny part. So the hypocrisy is on them, but they're showing their true colors. And I don't know. It's just every day is something different, but it gets crazier and crazier. I tell you what. So, the interesting thing, what also is, you know, of course happening is some really good things are a lot of pushback for the public school system and the indoctrination that's going on. And I follow, Pastor Jack Hibbs. He's wonderful pastor in California, Calvary Chapel. And he had what's called Comeback California, an event held yesterday that was really amazing. And it's a specialized event that focuses on the main issues facing our country today. So it's not just for Californians, it's for anybody. Socialism, CRT, public school indoctrination, abortion legislation, college indoctrination, and much more. And there is a battle for the future of our state and all the nation, really, that every Christian is called to participate in. So they brought together some of the nation's leading experts in these areas to give believers the tools to understand the issues. And then, of course, most importantly, fight the issues as citizens, parents, students, and wherever else God has placed you in your life. So it was a really fascinating event. And you can find it of course, with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You can find it on the on his Facebook page, or I'm sure he's on Rumble. But, you know, certain just go to calvarychapel.com. I'm sure you can find it right there. There are so many wonderful things that were said, and just to help people know that you're not alone, and the indoctrination's got to stop, especially with their children, and just some of the crazy things that they're pushing in the school system. And also, just that goes along those lines, actor, of course, and godly man, really, and patriot, true patriot, Kirk Cameron. I love following him on his Facebook page. And he actually put out that there is a movie that's coming out. And I'm going to find it here. And it's really very amazing that this movie, it's regarding the public school system and how they are, it's called The Homeschool Awakening is what it's called. And it's a movie that he put out that he is now, it's going to be airing in theaters June 12th and through 14th. So, oh, 13th and 14th. Sorry, it's only 2 days. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the information. So The Homeschool Awakening, in theaters, June 13th and 14th only. So those are things to look at if you're interested in finding alternatives for your children, if you're a parent and you're concerned about what the indoctrination is and what they're pushing in the school systems, because across the country, we've been really learning a lot these last 2 years, really since the COVID closures. I believe that's what really instigated it all into finding out what was being pushed. And I think that that's one good thing that came out of the pandemic, is that parents really had an eyeful and understood, oh, this is being taught to my child. I didn't realize. So now we need to push back, and we need to just make sure that the indoctrination stops and that they go back to just what school's about, education, and not pushing these crazy left-wing narratives. It's just really getting crazy. So this will be an interesting movie to see. The Homeschool Awakening, once again, and that's with Kirk Cameron. He presents that. So I think that'll be very interesting. I think that'll be a nice thing to check out if you can. And, I really like to just give out a lot of information on my show. When I find things out, I want to be able to give that to you so you can, you know, either, you know, write it down or see something, whatever it needs to be done. But so you can listen and you can learn. And that's what I like to put out, a lot of information, good information that could be helpful in your life. Oh, just so you know, we do want to shout out to Dusty. Thank you very much for being a donor for Eternal Affairs Media. We appreciate you listening and being a donor. We do our shout outs. Oh, and we have really exciting news regarding the MyPillow, just so you know. This is brand new information, so I'm excited. Eternal Affairs Media celebrates the joint venture with Mike Lindell's MyPillow by launching exclusive giveaway for 2 free MyPillows. This is your chance to win 2 free MyPillows. Eternal Affairs Media, once again, founded in 2010 by Curtis Ray Beliciano Bizzelli as an alternative to fake news, Mockingbird Media is entering an exciting venture with Mike Lindell's MyPillow and is launching its own exclusive giveaway in celebration. We will be live in epic times, and it's an we live in epic times, and it's an exciting time to be alive. And I'm just letting you know, yes, we will be live telling who the winners are also. So just stay tuned for this. I'm going to give you the information how to win the My Pillows. These are the biblical end days. However, watchman of the end times and founder, CEO, and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Ray Beliciano, says, God has spoken. There are more glory days ahead after the storm. Prepare and ride it out. This is only the beginning of the end. And with the popular slogan, the truth powered by the truth, Eternal Affairs Media, aka EA Truth Media, is a highly credible news source, which also publishes many interviews, articles, radio podcasts such as mine, and so much more on many controversial topics. So streaming partner for Clay Clark's Reawaken Tour. These are exciting days for the ministry, and anyone standing on the side of truth is going to be blessed beyond measure. Eternal Affairs Media recently became the latest affiliate partner with Mike Lindell's MyPillow, offering massive discounts to anyone going to mypillow.com/eternal using the promo code ETERNAL. And to celebrate this prestigious joint venture, Eternal Affairs Media has decided to launch its own exclusive giveaway to 2 lucky or we prefer blessed individuals who will get one MyPillow free. And yes, shipping will be fully covered. Instructions and rules. So listen to this. Giving away two MyPillows to two random winners, one each. To enter, get ready, subscribe to our Telegram channel at, listen to this, https, you know how that is, :// t.me/EAMediaOnline, and comment on the latest post there with Eternal, capital letters, Eternal, E-T-E-R-N-A-L. And you must not be an associate with EA Truth Media. You must not have previously been a recipient of one of our giveaways, and you can only enter this giveaway once. Someone will reach out to you to obtain your information after your entry, and if we can't reach you, you'll forfeit your entry. So these are things to be considerate of. Take action. So subscribe to Eternal Affairs Media on Telegram and comment Eternal. That's all you have to do. Wait for someone to reach out to you, and the winners will be randomly selected and announced on May 29th. 2022. So by the end of May, today's May 1st, you've got the whole month pretty much to enter this contest. And all you have to do is write Eternal. So good luck to you. And I just want to let you know that's going to be exciting to win my pillows. They're wonderful products. So we thank you again for joining me here. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Oh, and just so you know, there is another book that I wanted to give you a suggestion on. It's called Winning the Social Media War by Alex Brusewitz. And his name is spelled Brusewitz. It could be found on Amazon, but it's called Winning the Social Media War by Alex Brusewitz. And he is very, very smart guy, very conservative minded naturally, but just really brilliant. I've seen him interviewed. And just, I'm now following his page on Facebook, and I'm sure he has other platforms, but that's his new book, and it's just very interesting information. I think it would be beneficial for all true patriots who love the USA and who are conservative-minded and who love God will really enjoy this book. All right, so thank you so much again for joining me here, and you have a fabulous day. Always put God first, and God bless.